Okay, let's go to Wisconsin, to Waukesha, Wisconsin, just west of Milwaukee, where there's this story. Frankly, I didn't know about it. There's a federal COVID-19 program where the federal government apparently is picking up for lunches and breakfast for all students. You know, typically they would pay for students who can't afford it on their own. They're paying for all of them, I guess. But in Waukesha, now is it's the only city in the state of Wisconsin that has voted to say, no thanks, we don't want your free lunch. A number of parents are fighting that, and one of them is Dave Dringenberg. He is on a phone line with us now to talk things through. Dave, welcome to Chicago's Afternoon News.
It's great to be here.
Okay, so did I describe that correctly, the program?
You did, and just to clarify, there's 421 districts in the state of Wisconsin that have accepted or that could accept, and we are the sole one, the city of Waukesha, the school district of Waukesha, that has rejected those federal funds.
And Dave, is this, I don't know, are these programs, are these lunches available and being used in Illinois or Iowa and Minnesota?
You know, I think that they are, to be honest. I've okay. been focused so much for the last couple weeks
that.
On Wisconsin.
And so the board was to vote to renew it. The program runs through June of next year, and they voted not to. One of the board members said she was concerned that the families would, quote, become spoiled, end quote. Another, an assistant superintendent for businesses, said that there could be a, quote, slow addiction, end quote, to the service. So was that your understanding, too, that the board said no because they didn't want people to be spoiled by a free lunch?
You know, I over the last year with COVID mitigation and things like that, I've definitely been paying more attention to board meetings. And so I watched that one, and I listened to some of the statistics they threw out, and I heard those comments, and they came across as callous at that point. But, you know, after the fact, a couple months later, we've discovered that we were the only one to opt out. And I think in retrospect, those comments probably look even more disconnected from families here in Waukesha. And that's kind of why, that's what's put us in motion.
It's an odd thing. I mean, there's no such thing as a free lunch unless there is. And in this case, there is. Certainly the taxpayers are paying for it, but it's a federal program. The money's there for the taking. In fact, I just got a text that says in Illinois that program is available and being used as well. Did you get any further explanation from the board as to why they said no, other than that you might be spoiled?
You know, they produced a document this week in response to a little bit of local media that we had generated, media coverage we had generated, and the statistics they started throwing out didn't quite match up with what is being experienced here in Waukesha. For instance, they mentioned a 40% decrease in usage this summer, but what they didn't tell you is that they're only doing it half the time and only at 60% of the locations that they did last year. So there was this huge lack of accessibility. Of course, it's going to drop in usage.
Sure.
But the most frustrating part after that was they made a decision in June without actually having that summer usage on hand. They had no idea how it would be used over the summer. So I think that came across as disconnected again.
We're talking to Dan Dringenberg. He's a parent in Waukesha, where the school board has voted not to accept this federal money where children can have their lunches and breakfasts paid for. I got a couple more questions for Dave, but then I want to take your call, so this would be a pretty good time to get on board. 312-981-7200. We'll have a couple more questions for Mr. Dringenberg and then hear from you. What do you think of this? First, a look at the weather and traffic sponsored by CruiseLakeGeneva.com. Here's Mary Vandeveld. It's Chicago's Afternoon News here on 720 WGN. On the phone line is Dave Dringenberg. He's a parent in Waukesha in Wisconsin of the school system there. There's a COVID-19. Excuse me, Dave. There's a COVID-19 relief program. I'm a little dry here. That would allow for school districts to have lunches and breakfast for all students, not just those in need. And the district in Waukesha has voted not to continue it. They said they didn't want their students or families to be spoiled. Is there anything else that you think might be behind this, Dave?
It's hard to tell, and I never want to speak for anyone, but there's always a sense of like ego when it comes to, hey, I don't want to be the person who receives a free lunch or have to almost like the stigma of receiving a reduced lunch. And I don't know if the board has thought that as a whole or the district has thought that as well, but it just is amazing to me that we would be the only one out of the entire state to reject it.
Well, I would get it if they said, look, we're a small government board or we think there's too much government spending, and so we're going to take a stand here. I might not agree with that, but I would certainly respect that more than saying that they were worried that families might, quote unquote, become spoiled they would develop a slow addiction that just doesn't make much sense to me. But the good news is you've got a meeting coming up Monday, correct?
That's correct. You know, we've kind of put our foot on the pedal of getting the word out to the media, and I think that's put them obviously under some intense scrutiny. When you get carried by the Washington Post, it's you're going to have to pay the piper, I guess.
Well, we'll see.
And, I get a sense from talking to board members today over the last couple of days, I feel like the tide has turned. To be honest, those callous comments, they come across as just so disconnected. I don't think any of these board members or administration don't care for kids. I think they love kids, and I think they mean well, and I think they just maybe made a mistake.
It's an odd use of terms. Dave Dringenberg, all right, good luck on Monday for whatever way that might work out, and keep us updated. We'll follow up on Tuesday, okay?
Will do. Thanks so much.
You bet. You're listening to Chicago's Afternoon News. What do you think about all this? 312-981-7200 is the telephone number. I'd love to hear from you. You can send a text, but always prefer a chat. Sue has called. Sue, welcome to WGN.
Hi.
What do you think about this?
Well, I work for a school district in Illinois, mm-hmm. and everyone is getting free lunches, and kids are bringing lunches from home and taking free lunches and only taking certain things and throwing out everything else. I think it's a little too much.
So so you're with Waukesha, you would end the program?
Yes.
Okay. And but in your case, it would be based on waste rather than, well, I don't know, about addiction or something like that. Do you think that too much food is wasted?
Oh, yes, definitely. Okay. I mean, the kids who need the free and reduced meals are getting them no matter what.
Right.
So, but all the kids know that they can get a free lunch. So if they see something good in it, they pick it up and then throw everything else out.
I did that anyway when I was paying for it.
I'm sure your kids did too.
Sue, I'm glad you called. Thanks very much.
Okay.
Here's a text. The lunch choices are gross, and now I have three teenagers bringing lunches every day, so it's actually costing me more. Go back to the old school lunch. 312-981-7200 is the telephone number. What do you think about this? Let's say hello to Margaret. Margaret, what are your thoughts?
Well, Hi. I have two questions. My first question would be, whose responsibility is it to feed their children? And then my second question would be, who determines what these children are being fed?
Okay, so you answer the first question yourself. What do you think the answer is?
Well, for me, it would be myself, the parent's responsibility. Now, I realize that there are circumstances that would benefit a child to receive free breakfast, free lunch, and I'm all for that. I know personally some people who do receive that, and I'm grateful for it. But I do think ultimately it's the parents' responsibility, not the government, not the school district.
You know what, Margaret, I'm with you. I'll give you that. That if you're, wealthy or if you can afford it, well, you shouldn't be, quote unquote, entitled to that. It's for the poor people. But in these days of COVID-19, this is a pot of money that has been set aside at this time. It ends next June, but it's there right now. So what's the harm in taking it?
And my last question, which just popped into my head now, is how much waste would there be?
Well,
because there's a lot of government waste.
Okay, I'm with you. But again, the money's being spent. The money is there. The waste is going to be wasted. You know what I mean? It's already there. I'm going to put you in the no column, right, Margaret?
No, I'm undecided.
Okay.
Well, I'm undecided.
I bet the food you made for your kids is probably better than what they'd get for free at school anyway.
Most likely.
Thank you for the call. You know, oops, I'm so sorry. I didn't mean to cut you off, but I wanted to get to Cindy. Hi, Cindy.
Hey, hi. Thanks for taking my call. So mine's kind of two parts. I have kids that graduated in 2010 and 2008 out of high school, and they had to be on free and reduced because we had a big bad bump in my family. Mm-hmm. So they told me now they are young adults and married and finished with college. They said, Matt, we didn't even get in line for that free and reduced lunch. We were so embarrassed.
Yeah.
So there was days my kids didn't even eat. And they never said, you know, Ma, we need to pack a lunch because they knew I couldn't afford it. So then fast forward now when I'm actually working in a school district and I see not only the food that gets wasted because it really is horrible, it tastes terrible, it comes out cold, the hot dogs look anemic, they serve a hot dog in a little plastic tray with two packets of ketchup and a pack of mustard and a bun and a cellophane wrap. And
so that's a hot dog and three vegetables.
Well, you know what? Yeah, because then the food is all based off of the My Plate that used to be, you know, three squares a day.
Well, okay.
Or three, you know.
I want to go back to your kids not taking the food because they were embarrassed, because that actually came up in Waukesha.
Yeah.
That, you know, they said, well, the poor kids can get the food, but they said that giving it to everyone, and this isn't the only reason to do it, clearly, but giving it to everyone removes the stigma for those poor kids, and so now they are eating, whereas before they might have been too embarrassed to stand in that line.
Well, I think the thing for my kids, personally, I have to say, my kids never really knew how broke I was.
Yeah, good for you.
Like I said, we came off a bad bump with some family stuff with their dad, and it just was ugly, and I was back in school trying to get my degree so I could get a decent job to support my kids. And it, you know, it snowballed, but they just, you know, and I always cooked them a great dinner, and I said, well, you know, I guess they don't need lunch because, and they didn't want to tell me that they weren't eating lunch because they thought I'd get mad at them or that I'd, you know, force them to stand in those lines. But
sounds like you did a good job, Cindy.
Well, yeah, I did, but I've got to tell you, this is a multi-layer problem, but the food is horrendous. I'm not kidding you. I don't think my dog would even eat it. It's ugly, and it tastes like crap.
All right, I'm going to squeeze one more in. I was always wondered, how could they screw up pizza? But when my day, they did. Matt, we got less than a minute. What are your thoughts on this?
Hey, my thought is, Steve, first of all, WGN Radio plays a PSA that's all about kids not having lunch during the summertime, and it breaks my heart every single time. If these kids are throwing away some of their food, so what? They still have the option to eat. I'm so incensed by this. Waukesha County is a very wealthy county run by rich white Republicans who don't care, and that's all I have to say.
Well,
thank you.
I'm glad you called. I don't know about the makeup of the board, but we'll certainly follow up after the meeting on Monday. The news from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom coming up.
WGN.